As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name is Jack, and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. These podcasts are graded from A2, which is around lower intermediate, all the way to C2, which is advanced. I hope you find these podcasts useful. If you do, please leave me a rating and a review, as this will help other learners find these podcasts. This podcast is A2, so I'm going to look at a set of words. Because the vocabulary is straightforward, I'm going to present short sets of words that are connected. Today's words are all sports. Let's do this as a quiz to see how many sports you know. I'll describe the sport and see if you can work out what the sport is and what it's called in English. In my descriptions, I'll be using lots of sports vocabulary, so listen out for the places the sports are played and the equipment that's used. Okay, let's get started with sport number one. This is probably the most popular sport in the world. The top players earn lots of money playing for clubs like Manchester United, Real Madrid, and Liverpool. The name of the sport is a compound noun made up of the part of your body at the end of your leg and the round thing you kick. This sport is played on a pitch with two large rectangular goals at either end. Do you know what sport number one is? The answer is football, or soccer in American English. Okay, this next one will be harder, I hope. Sport number two is normally played individually with two players competing against each other. In this sport, you use a racket to hit a ball over a net. The ball has to land inside the playing area, which is called a court. Do you know what sport number two is? The answer is tennis. Right, sport number three is another team sport that's played on a pitch. In this sport, the teams try to carry an egg-shaped ball from one end of the pitch to the other. The teams can throw the ball, but they're not allowed to throw it forwards. When a ball is dropped or a small rule is broken, there is a scrum. This involves the two teams trying to push each other by locking arms and pressing against each other's shoulders. Do you know what sport number three is? The answer is rugby. Sport number four is an individual sport that's played outdoors on large courses. To play this sport, you need a set of clubs and little balls. You have to hit the small balls with one of your clubs towards a hole. The objective is to get your ball into the different holes in as few hits as possible. Do you know what sport number four is? The answer is golf. The next sport, sport number five, is another individual sport. It's a bit like sport number two, only instead of a ball, you use a small conical, that is a cone-shaped projectile called a shuttlecock. In this sport, the net is suspended about 1.5 metres off the ground. In this sport and sport number two, you can sometimes play in teams of two. Then you're playing doubles. Do you know what sport number five is? The answer is badminton. Sport number six is a popular Olympic sport. In this sport, the athletes compete to perform incredible exercises that involve strength, balance, coordination and flexibility. Sometimes the athletes perform on a big square mat and others on a long beam or hanging on rings or on two bars at different heights. Do you know what sport number six is? The answer is gymnastics. What's your favourite sport? Do you like watching or playing sport? Let me know in the comments section on Learn English Vocabulary or on Apple Podcasts if that's where you're listening. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a comment or a review, and don't forget that you can read the transcript for this podcast and complete some language activities on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. Thanks for listening.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.